This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Marketplace's Back to Business series, where we check in with firms working their way out of what we hope was the worst of the pandemic. Here on The Morning, one focus is on Black entrepreneurs. Today, let's check in with Morris Romming, who's the president of O'Neill Construction Group in Portland, Oregon, who runs the business with his wife, Allie O'Neill. They employ 70 people, and the pandemic distortions are just one set of challenges. Does construction as a career get a bad rap? Mr. Romming, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
When people hear the word construction, they're going to think it's going to break their back. Do you think the industry's changing? People should look more closely if they're thinking of that kind of career?
You know, I think that the career is getting more and more technical. So a lot of the systems that we're building today goes beyond just swinging a hammer. These are smart buildings. You know, they're very large computers.
Yeah, the buildings themselves, in a sense, the way that cars are also rolling computers. But you have a very crucial vested interest in attracting people to the field. Do you think there's not enough people out there right now?
Well, I think that there's not enough people out there. I think that we have what we call the silver tsunami, which is the quantity of people retiring out of the industry, and they're not being replaced. And that was even pre-COVID. So we can lose a lot of the industry if we don't start encouraging people to go into the trade.
I mean, you mentioned the stereotype that, you know, you're going to be dragging 50-pound bags of cement all the time. That's not what the job necessarily entails. But what about pay? I mean, do you think it has a reputation, construction, of being low paid?
So I think that some of it is the concept of seasonal work, right? So it's like, well, you'll get paid well in the summer, but you'll be unemployed in the winter. And that's simply not true today. You know, it's no longer a seasonal type of industry. It is year-round. And these are livable wage jobs. So for the pay, especially for when you get into the MEP trades, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, those are well-paid jobs without student loan and student debt at the tail end of them.
What about diversity? How welcome are people with different skin colors who would want to enter that line of work?
Well, I think that is one of the challenges the industry also faces. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of diversification in the construction industry. I do think there's a lot of initiatives that are trying to get more diverse workers into the trade, but currently it is a challenge being able to inform people of the opportunity because they don't see themselves on day-to-day construction sites, and hopefully we can change that.
How did you get attracted to the industry?
I was on government assistance, my family was, for quite some time, and I got into the equivalent of a pre-apprenticeship program, and I recognized that this was my pathway out of poverty. I went ahead and got my journeyman's card, then my supervisor's card, and then started my business before I was 30 as well. So I got interested when I was exposed to the opportunity and recognized that, wait, this is actually really interesting, really fun, really good pay. And I said, this is the way I can support me and my family.
It's fun. I thought it was supposed to be work.
You know, I feel blessed because it's challenging, interesting. There's not one project that's the same as the last one I went to. So every project provides a new challenge to it. It's not a cookie cutter. It's going to change.
As we hopefully emerge from pandemic, what are some of the challenges for your company? We talked about labor shortages. I've been talking to some contractors out here, and the cost of materials is always front and center right now.
Yeah, the cost of materials, we also run into challenges with the large equipment that we're buying on projects, because their parts are globally sourced. We keep having plants that even now they get shut down because of COVID. And that basically creates lots of delays on us being able to produce the product for the end user because everything's so much interconnected.
Well, on heavy equipment, like a part for a backhoe is going to take a long time.
Part for a backhoe, more so for mechanical air conditioning units and or switchboards we had where the breaker plant got shut down. So we couldn't final out a building because we couldn't provide them power.
Wow. And on materials, you know, we think of lumber, but it's not just lumber that got expensive.
Yeah, it's not just lumber. It's all the commodities. So our wire price, our steel price, and one hiccup in the supply line. And Yeah, everyone's scrambling to try to figure out how to complete a project. And it has impacts for the owners as well, because on a lot of these buildings, they need to be operational and running at a certain timeline. And we struggle to be able to deliver when we can't get the parts to do the work.
But at least demand must be high. I mean, that's one of the central things that economists are trying to tell me, is that, you know, we have a housing shortage nationwide, and that there's a lot of interest in maybe less so commercial buildings, but more so residential.
And demand is definitely high. Some of our concerns are with inflation. We do have some concerns as we try to price projects. We want to try to hold to that project. And when we have massive fluctuations, it's really hard to give customers accurate numbers of what the value is going to be next year. And today's prices are not going to be the same prices, not only next year, but it would be lucky if they're the same prices within the next 6 months.
It's clear you think the industry needs to do better marketing to attract more people into construction. You also have the aging workforce and people retiring. That also could be inflationary. If you think about it longer term, you start measuring it not months, but in years.
Definitely. And I think that's what we're kind of seeing, is people are having sign-in bonuses, additional pay. So there's all of those things add towards higher prices for the consumer, because we're all struggling to get the same small group of people.
Maurice Romming, O'Neill Construction Group, Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.